From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In California these days, the only thing more jammed than rush hour traffic is the impasse over the state budget. It is 71 days late, later than any budget in California history, and the impasse shows no sign of letting up, as John Myers of member station KQED reports.
The essential premise of the Bill Murray movie Groundhog Day seems familiar while watching California's state budget impasse, because every day is the same. Facing a $15 billion shortfall, Democrats are demanding new taxes, Republicans are demanding new cuts, and the gridlock goes on. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has been unable to move either side toward compromise. At an event last week in the Sierra Nevada foothills, Schwarzenegger sounded especially frustrated.
There are absolutely no consequences to the legislators. Absolutely none. They go on vacation, they go on recess, they go home on the weekends and have their 2 days off because, God forbid, they have to work through the weekend, and they go to the various different conventions and do their things, and business as usual.
Schwarzenegger's latest budget proposal, unveiled 3 weeks ago, included a temporary sales tax increase to help balance the books. It also included more spending cuts. In other words, a middle ground that almost everyone hated. Since then, legislators have debated and defeated just about every other budget plan.
All debate having ceased, the clerk will open the roll. All members vote who desire to vote. All members vote who desire to vote.
On Tuesday, Democrats in the state assembly defeated a budget offered by Republicans, a mix of spending cuts, accounting changes to make the books balance, and borrowing from Wall Street against future revenues of the California lottery. Democrat Karen Bass is the Speaker of the California Assembly.
We want to live in a state that properly educates our children, but how can we do that if there's a $5 billion cut? We want to live in a state that properly takes care of their children, but how can we do that with over a $100 million cut to children's services?
We don't have the money, folks. Wake up. Be adults.
Rick Keene is a Republican Assembly member from the Northern California town of Chico. He and other Republicans accuse Democrats of pushing every year for more and more spending, regardless of whether there's enough money over the long run.
We would love to be able to invest more in education. We would love to do it. Sometimes you have to say we can't afford to do what everybody in the family wants to do.
But the family fight that's most striking is the one between legislative Republicans and the Republican governor. In a recent interview with the German magazine Der Spiegel, Schwarzenegger reportedly said he has almost no contact with leaders of the Republican Party in California because, quote, they're just so out there. At a news conference last week, the governor took aim at Republicans in the state capitol who have suggested it's better to borrow from various government programs than raise taxes. Schwarzenegger said that would only kick the problem to next year.
That is, of course, a no-no, and they call themselves fiscally conservative and fiscally responsible. I don't call it that.
The last bitter budget battle in California came in 2003 when voters ultimately recalled then-Governor Gray Davis. This week, the union representing California prison guards formally filed a recall petition against Schwarzenegger. The guards have been locked in a contract dispute with the governor for some 2 years. Now they are accusing him of mismanaging the state's finances, a charge Schwarzenegger says is politically motivated. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.